The attorneys general of New York and Illinois announced a settlement today with the office space rental firm WeWork. The settlement is over its employment contracts. WeWork has agreed to eliminate or modify non-compete clauses that restrict its employees' ability to find new jobs. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
Originally, non-compete clauses were used for executives and for people in high-tech positions, where companies wanted to protect intellectual property or trade secrets. But now, all kinds of companies apply them to workers, including at the lowest level, creating restrictions on where those people can find future jobs. Amy Spitalnik is a spokesperson and senior policy advisor for the New York Attorney General.
Putting people like baristas and cleaners and other low-level workers under the restrictions of a non-compete, simply not what they were intended for.
But, she says, WeWork had been doing just that. All of WeWork's 3,300 U.S. employees were required to sign employment agreements that barred them from working for a rival firm for a year. The prohibition extended to anywhere WeWork has operations. Because WeWork has more than 150 locations in the U.S., that sharply limited the ability of workers to move to a competitor. Alan Krueger is a Princeton economist. He worries the proliferation of non-compete clauses could be limiting wage growth.
One of the ways in which workers do obtain higher pay is by searching for jobs that offer better pay, better working conditions. And to the extent that this is restricting mobility, I think it is probably restraining wage growth.
Krueger's research shows about one out of four U.S. workers can't switch jobs freely because they're under non-compete clauses. WeWork pioneered the office rental sub-industry known as co-working. It rents and develops communal office spaces that individuals and companies can then lease on a monthly basis. Within a decade, WeWork has become the world's biggest player in that industry. WeWork is not alone in attracting regulatory scrutiny. In July, the Attorney General of Washington State won concessions from seven fast food chains to drop language that prevented workers from getting jobs within their own franchise. Other states' attorneys general, including New York, have said they continue looking into similar cases in other industries. As for WeWork, its original non-compete clause will now apply only to 100 executives. The duration of the non-compete will be shorter for about half of U.S. employees. In a statement, WeWork says it has been working with the state attorneys general for 2 years and that the company was already in the process of revamping its policy. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.